This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Friday, November 15th, 2019. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, former Brazilian President Lula Inácio da Silva is released from prison for now. How care economies could create millions of jobs, especially for women. The Labour Start report about union events and singing. This is Radio Labour. After 580 days in a Brazilian prison for crimes he did not commit, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been released. He was serving an 11-year sentence on charges made up by the country's far-right politicians. The country's Supreme Court ruled that he and thousands of others should not have been imprisoned until all their appeals were exhausted. Lula spoke to thousands of people who gathered at police headquarters where he was set free. He thanked them for sticking by him throughout his incarceration. He said he could hear them calling good morning at the start of every day, and then good night as evening fell. He told the crowd that by imprisoning him, the right wing tried to kill an idea. But Brazil did not improve, he said. Brazil got worse. The people are going hungry, he said. The people are unemployed. They do not have formal jobs. They are working for Uber, riding bikes to deliver pizzas. Lula, a former trade unionist, has been strongly supported by the international labor movement. Demonstrations on his behalf have been organized all around the world by unions affiliated to the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers at the world level. Last September, I interviewed the ITUC's General Secretary, Sharon Burrow, just after she had visited Lula in prison. I asked her about the visit.
Lula is an amazing man. He's truly a leader, a giant amongst others. He's in isolation, totally in isolation. He has no TV, no phone, no internet. He's allowed four or five visitors twice a week for 2 hours. His family gave up an hour of their visiting time so I could visit him with Wagner Freitas, who's the leader of the CUT in Brazil. I found him strong in spirit, strong mentally and strong physically. He knows that there are hundreds of people who have kept vigil for him outside in the resistance camp, outside the prison. He says he hears them say good morning and good afternoon. They feed his spirits. He says clearly his people do not need to live in poverty. They do not need to live without social protection. They can have good jobs and just wages. They can live with dignity and Brazil can be rebuilt.
As General Secretary of the ITUC, you travel to many countries in support of labor unions and their struggles. Do you find parallels between how Lula is being treated in Brazil and how labor activists are being treated in other countries?
In just 5 years, we've seen the arbitrary arrests and detention, indeed extrajudicial killings of labor and human rights activists, has gone from 35 countries where systematic violence was experienced to now 69 in just 5 years. That's a record of a breakdown in democratic rights and freedoms around the world. So this isn't an accident. The growth of authoritarianism, of dictatorship, of silencing of opposition voices is tragically seen in too many countries.
A report produced by the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, shows that investment in the care economy of 2% of GDP in just 7 countries could create 21 million jobs and help countries overcome challenges related to aging populations, economic stagnation, and inequality. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress at the world level. To find out more about the care economy, I talked to Maria Tarantanaki. Ms. Tarantanaki is a policy officer in the Equality Department of the ITUC. I asked her to describe the care economy.
The care economy is a concept developed by feminist economists, first of all, and it illustrates how the economy and gender inequalities are intersected. And as a consequence, feminist economists put the care economy at the center of their economic analysis. So care work is broadly defined as looking after the physical, psychological, emotional, and developmental needs of one or more or other people. So these people will be adults and children, the old and the young, and including the sick and those with disabilities, but or even like healthy adults who have a specific physical, psychological, emotional needs and require varying degrees of protection. What is in the care economy? First, we have to say that the care work always takes place within a care relationship. So there is always a caregiver and a care receiver, such as a care given from a mother to a child or a nurse to a patient or domestic worker to a client. So the care economy does include both the caregiver and the care receiver. And when it comes to the caregiver, the care economy includes those who perform both unpaid care work and those perform paid care work within the different subsectors of the care economy. In terms of the size of the care economy, a very recent and quite comprehensive ILO report on the care economy has shown that the global care workforce comprises 381 million workers, of whom 249 million are women and 132 million are men. And this workforce includes care workers in care sectors, such as education and social work, care workers in other sectors, domestic workers and non-care workers in care sectors who support care service provision. In terms of the size of the care recipients, again, the ILO has shown that in 2015, 2.1 billion people were in need of care, including 1.9 billion children under the age of 15 and 200 million older persons. And it's expected that by 2030, this number is expected to reach 2.3 billion people, which is driven by an additional 200 million older persons and children. And the ILO also says that in order to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, there is a need for an additional 269 million jobs to be created in the care economy. And in addition to that, the World Health Organization predicts that due to to economic and demographic trends, there will be a need for an additional 40 million new jobs in the health and social sector, and mostly in middle and high-income countries by 2030. But what is important to mention is that despite the anticipated growth in jobs, there will be a projected 18 million health workers shortfall, mainly in low and low middle-income countries. What is important is also to mention the size of unpaid care work. So in terms of the size of numbers and the work that is performed, we have to highlight that women perform 76.2% of the total hours of unpaid care work. And this is more than three times as much as men. And this work contributes from 20 to 60% of national domestic product that governments, unfortunately, and international institutions do not yet recognize or value unpaid care work in the development of economic and social policies.
What would increased investment in the care economy do?
It's important to highlight the value of care and how indispensable it is to the functioning of our societies and to our own well-being, and how care contributes enormously to the economy. So the International Labour Organization has stated that current deficits in the quality and provision of care services will create a severe and unsustainable global care crisis and increase gender inequalities at work if not adequately addressed. Therefore, investment in care as a public good, again linked with global respect of the rights of all workers, including migrant workers, coupled together with union representation, collective bargaining, and living minimum wages, can indeed reverse this current trend and can indeed avert a global care crisis. Research commissioned by the ITUC shows how investing 2% of GDP in public care services will be very beneficial for those who provide care, those who are in need of care, as well as for the economy as a whole. The investment will contribute to jobs growth through the creation of millions of quality jobs, and such an investment will have a direct effect through the creation of millions of jobs for women and men in the care sectors. But in addition to that, there will be expansion in household income as a result of the expansion in employment. There will be savings in public expenditure from the reduction in unemployment and social security payments, and additional tax revenue from the newly employed workforce. To give you an example, in six emerging economies, an investment of 2% of GDP in care will create over 42 million jobs. And in addition, ILO research has shown that around 269 million new jobs will be created if investment in education, health, and social work were doubled by 2030. In addition to that, such an investment in care will further close gender gaps in employment by improving pay and working conditions in the care sector and increasing the options for informal carers to juggle paid work and caring. And overall, such an investment will stimulate and contribute to inclusive economic growth and will help tackle some of the central economic and social problems that are confronting contemporary societies, such as low productivity, the care deficit, demographic changes, and the continuing gender inequality in both paid and unpaid work. And again, to give you an example, ITUC research has shown that in industrialized countries, an investment of 2% of GDP in care brings a positive return of between 2.4% and 6.1% of GDP growth.
How would investing in the care economy help build equality?
Well, care responsibilities and reproductive roles profoundly affect how women participate in the workforce, including the type of work women do, the positions women hold, the quality of female-dominated jobs, and the pay women receive. In addition to that, work in the care sector is systematically undervalued and characterized by poor pay and working conditions. And care workers, majority of whom are women, and also disproportionately migrant women and women of color, too often experience discrimination, job insecurity, including zero-hour contracts, low pay, poor working conditions, and violence and harassment in the job. And at the same time, many of these workers must work multiple jobs just to make ends meet. To add to the bigger picture, austerity measures, public disinvestment, and outsourcing have accelerated precarious and informal conditions in general for workers, but including for care workers, especially for the growing numbers of domestic workers and home care workers. And these policies have had disproportionately negative impacts on women's human rights and have increased gender gaps in employment and social protection.
When Lula left the prison in which he had been incarcerated, thousands of people were outside to greet him. Here's what happened. And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at www.radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.